There's a certain phenomenon I experience almost every single time I'm at the basketball courts or the soccer fields, whether for myself or with my children, in that I see people who I generally assume to be kind, pleasant, rational people who are suddenly transformed almost magically into aggressive, belligerent, downright hostile people. And that's just the parents who come to watch. And it's not hard to understand as we switch environments, as we change from the environment of our home or our office or our schools into the environment of the sports arena, it's very difficult to maintain that same persona from one environment to the other. And it's for that exact trait that we single out Yosef in the beginning of this week's Parsha in praise. The Torah describes the 12 sons of Yaakov and the 70 souls who descend into Egypt, and then the Torah tells us, V'Yosef hayav b'Mitzrayim, and Yosef was already in Mitzrayim. And Rashi points out, we know that fact already. But the Torah is pointing this out just to tell us, even though he was in Mitzrayim, he was the same Yosef. The same Yosef who shepherded his father's flock in the warm, nurturing environment of his father's home was the same Yosef who became the king over all of Egypt and was omeid b'tzidkom, remained true to his righteousness and the depravity of that country. And this is one of the greatest challenges we face as parents. And not just inculcating our children with the values in our homes that they should be able to take them with them into the world at large, and not just having the wisdom and the patience to understand that as our children go through life, they will struggle with us, and they will find themselves in new environments with new friends, new camp or school settings, and they will not have the fortitude of a Yosef to maintain exactly the same level of tzidkus, the same level of righteousness in the same settings, and having the patience to understand that and let them learn from their experiences. But for us as parents, we have our own challenge. And our challenge is almost the exact opposite of Yosef. Our challenge is the challenge of taking our persona of the workplace and bringing it home. Because in the workplace, there's a certain level of behavior that we have. We would never speak to a colleague who leaves the milk out in the break room, "How many times do I have to tell you to put the milk away?" And we would never yell at a secretary who asks us a question while we're on the phone, "Don't you see I'm on the phone?" And we would never say to a client who forgets an umbrella in our office as we return it to him, rolling our eyes into the back of our heads, nodding, "When will you ever learn?" But when we come home, after a long day of work, tired and grumpy, we will say those things to our children. We will say things to them that we will never say to the outside world. There's an oft-quoted mission in Pirkei Avot, "Al tazen et chavero," do not judge your friend, "an shetagi lemkomo," until you get to his place, which we always generally understand to mean that until you experience the same trial that your friend is experiencing, don't judge him, because maybe you would behave the same way. The Meiri calls a very novel approach to this Mishnah. When you see a person, you meet the person, and he seems to be nice, he seems to be kind and pleasant, don't judge him so fast. Reserve judgment ad shetagia limkomo, until you reach his place, until you see him in his home, in his environment. That's where you can judge who he is. And we will not be judged whether or not we are kind, patient, fair by our colleagues at work. We are going to be judged about the way that our children see us, the way our spouses see us. And our children and spouses only see a small sliver of our day. They only see us when we come home at night from work. They only see us on the weekends. They see us on Shabbos. And that's where we will be judged. That's how we will have to be kind and pleasant and patient. With all of the energy that we can muster, that's where we have to focus on speaking to our children in the same manner that we would speak to a stranger on the street or a colleague at work. And we should be omeid b'tzidko with the same righteousness there and bring that into our homes as well. Good Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.